This is our Monday, March the 31st, 2008, regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with a moment of silence, and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
This morning, item one is for public comment. If there's anyone who would like to address the court this morning, we'll move on to item 2A, which is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
This is the election payroll for 3 and 18 that you'll be signing that y'all agreed to, and then the regular payroll right behind it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments. I thought I had some here. Nope. It's been from last time. Where I missed. Item C doesn't require any action. Item D are the accounts payable.
I got some discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
Judge, in the bills here, whatever, I'd like the court to, I guess I need to understand, what county vehicles are we supposed to be fueling up out there at the TNS tractor building that we bought? What departments are supposed to be fueling up out there?
I think that the court's made it available for all county vehicles. I'm not sure we've said that's what has to be done.
Okay. Because the last couple of bills that we've had, I've noticed that there's been different departments across the county that's still using gas cards. And I was just wondering, I thought that was purpose setting that up out there so we could buy our fuel bulk and get it at a better price than going elsewhere.
Can we transport prisoners, and some of those gas cards are for them
I understand that.
Have you discussed it with those department heads?
No, I wanted to clarify with the court first which departments that we, if there's any that we have not included in it, because it was my understanding that it was going to be county-wide use of whatever for all county vehicles.
We've got everyone set up on it, don't we?
We have sent out the information to everybody. I believe everybody's set up on it. There may be one or two constables.
They shouldn't have any reason not to be able to get in out there. They should have a key also to get in out there.
I understand that, but they may be away from the facility when they need gas, and that's why they may not be able to. So some will still have their own personal credit card. I'm looking for any change that we can get.
So do we need to send a memo out to all departments that have got vehicles that can use that area out there and make them aware that that is there for the benefit of...
Mr. Crittenden, which department are you talking about?
Well, on this bill here, what have we got constables that are considered?
Which constable?
Which constable?
Because three is way out over there near Big Sandy Blackwater.
We got Constable 1 and Constable 4 that have both used something other than our available area.
I checked on that, but Constable 1 is that...
That's Russell Harris.
Russell Harris just got his gas card just recently. Mike Kuza, I'm not sure if he's picked this up here.
Okay. Well, that was the two on this bill here. I've seen other offices that are doing the same thing or whatever.
What other offices are there?
I've seen the Sheriff's Department's been...
The Sheriff's Department is in the process of converting all these over to that fuel station.
Okay.
And some of them still do have their cars because if they try to go in a TSA tractor and for some reason they can't get fuel in a quick manner, then they have the option to go out and fill up at a different location.
Well, Mr. Smith, to make it easier, can you tell me which departments are in that situation or whatever? I mean, because you're asking me which ones I'm...
That's why I'm asking which questions you have. I give you a report of everybody that has the answer.
Okay. And I guess the other question I've got is, after we implemented that out there, we still have fuel in the line items of each one of those departments. How are we paying
for it? That's correct. That is correct, because we credit back road and bridge for the amount of fuel used and we'll charge the department that used it.
And you'll do that for all departments?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And that is because if we budgeted all the road and bridge, those departments have no reason to conserve their fuel. So we budget fuel for their departments, and in the event they start running short on fuel, then they know they're responsible for their fuel line budget. If we put it all in one department, they have no reason to monitor the fuel.
But I thought their cars would be set up as to how much they were using. We would get a readout each month and we would know how much they were using.
If they don't see it on the financial report, there's no reason to look at it. They don't see it.
Okay. So how are we going to set up this next year, Mr. Smith?
I'm sorry?
On the next budget year, how are we going to set up?
We'll monitor it as we have been currently. At the end of each month, they do a journal entry, crediting back for the bridge and charging each department their fuel use.
So you're saying we're not going to take the fuel that we applied for example, for road and bridge that you're using for the example, and set up that much to buy fuel with out there, we're going to still put that amount of money in their budget, is what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. But as I understand this morning, all vehicles in the county are supposed to be able to be provided the service out there and use that, unless it's an emergency where
they are. Are there any other, do any commissioner or other commissioners have any questions about this, how this is working? Or I'm going to let you discuss it with the auditor. Actually, it's not on the agenda. I'm going to recommend is that when you've got questions for department heads or when you've got questions about how county government's working, is that you talk to people that know how it's working and find out prior to coming to court.
My question was, why on Constable 1 and 4, why are we still using that? That was my question, Judge.
That question's been answered.
Commissioner doesn't have a question about it. Not mean that my question is not important.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable is approved. Item E is to accept for recording various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, certificate of liability insurance and performance bond for Goodwin Roof Service, contract with Goodwin Roof Service and Upshur County, financial statements and independent auditor's report for Upshur County Emergency Services District Number 1, bonds, oaths, deputations, other certificates, and we have from the Texas Commission on Jail Standards the compliance certificate for the Upshur County Jail. They came and did a surprise inspection of the jail, and it passed.
Move to approve.
Can I see that bond that Goodwin was provided to us?
Can I keep one of these? We'll put one of them in there.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to record the various Commissioner Court documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are expenditures out of the JP Technology Fund, and we don't have any today, so we'll move on to item G, which are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item H is to accept for recording the monthly report of the state and county tax summary.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to record the tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Item three is to discuss and take action to purchase computers for the library using funds from the grants from the Gates Foundation grant.
Judge, I think Mr. Warren's here.
Mr. Warren, have you had the opportunity to look at that since the last court?
Yes.
Okay. Concern would be that we try to discuss these matters with the department heads prior to bringing it in front of the court.
Judge, I see nothing wrong with discussing taxpayers' money in open court and letting everybody know what we're doing.
Well, you see, Commissioner Crittenden, and that's where you misunderstand once again.
No, Judge,
this is not, I'm speaking. This is not taxpayers' dollars. This is a grant from Bill and Melinda Gates in California. If we don't spend the money here in Upshur County, then we send it back.
Right.
I fail to understand why you would want to put more work onto Carmen and require her to do more work when we can use one of our local tax-paying businesses and support one of our local businesses in Upshur County.
And that's what we're doing, Judge. That was the motion I made, was to do business there. And, Judge,
and actually, it is. I think it's clear to everyone why you wouldn't do that.
I'm talking now, Judge. I understand it is grants, but if we do not purchase this through the grant, the library's still going to need these computers. If we lose the grant, we buy it out of taxpayers' dollars. Taxpayers have now gained a fourth system by tabling this matter or whatever. So there's no wrong with
discussing. No, you understand my point. My point is that we need to discuss things prior.
Like you said, we can discuss
this. No, you want to discuss it now.
You seem to want to. This is a personal attack upon myself.
No, Commissioner Crittenden, it's not. I think you were unfair as how you treated the librarian last time. And I think
Mr.
that...
Mr. Warren, did you feel that I treated you unfairly the last time? I don't think so. We gained a fourth
Mr.
unit
Smith.
Judge.
One of the concerns I have is, from the auditor's standpoint, the department head gets a quote, gets an approval, gets a purchase order, and the commissioner's court comes back and denies that. So the auditor's office does not have any criteria where to judge who has authority to purchase and not has authority to purchase. And that's where some of my concerns come in. Does he have a dollar limit that he can purchase without any authority or discussion, or does he not? And that's where we have a problem trying to decide how we're supposed to approve his purchases if we don't have any guidelines to go for. And that's what happened last time. We approved it. We had no guidelines. All of a sudden, comes in and it's not out of money. That's my concern.
And we gained another unit, like
I
said. And I believe the first word on here is discuss. If we're not going to discuss it, Judge, let's leave that word off the agenda. It says to discuss and take action to purchase.
But when you come back and undercut the auditor's office, they have no idea what guidelines go by. Because we try to go by the guidelines commissioner for. And at any department, if they're not authorized to make purchases, then we need to know who can make a purchase and what dollar limits are authorized. And that's where our
Mr. Smith, did you have a problem with talking about this last time and discuss it as the agenda?
It did come back, and the reason we could deny that purchase order was because we didn't have the correct invoice in hand. Because the invoice came in at one price that we approved, and then it came back in at a different price.
Then I, as well as most of the taxpayers out there, probably all of them are going to be appreciative that it came back again and we gained a fourth unit. And I don't think Mr. Warren was...
And my only point, Commissioner Crittenden, if you don't understand me, is that I fail to understand why you wouldn't talk to the department head before court. I mean, when you've got questions like this, that's my, you know, why instead we want to bring them before the court and interrogate them here.
Judge, do you know that I didn't discuss this with that person, or department head? Do you know that I did not discuss this before the court? Before the meeting?
Yes.
Then you were misinformed, Judge. I hate to tell you.
You discussed it with Mr. Warren prior to the meeting.
Ask Mr. Warren.
Prior to the last meeting. Okay. Did you tell him what you wanted to do?
Ask the librarian, Judge. You don't believe what I want to say, so ask the librarian what we talked about. Like I said, this is personal. We can talk about this in your office as you recommend it. Or in my office.
I won't be coming to your office, Commissioner Craig.
Thank you, Judge.
The motion is to purchase the computers from Gilmer Computer Tech, and there is a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Yes. Before us to discuss and take action to determine the county's participation in the Upshur County Community Fund, and the representative from the fund is not here today to discuss that with us, so unless the court wants to take action, we don't need to today.
No action or table.
We won't take any action on item four. Item five is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for filing the amended plat of the Saratoga Springs addition.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the amended plat of Saratoga Springs. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is to discuss and take action regarding installation of a new door in JP number one office.
Judge, the reason I put this back on the agenda, they changed the way they were wanting the door installed. We're going to use the original opening that is there. And Commissioner Crabtree has donated us a solid door that we can cut in half and make a shelf. Just like they want and everything. So I move with approval.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the renovations in the JP1's office. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's just going to be
very minimal.
All it's going to cost is
a little trim.
Yeah.
Hardware.
You know. A door lock.
$50 at the least. I mean, the most. The whole thing. Yeah. Crabtree is donating us a good solid door. Brand new.
Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve the use of the record storage building by the maintenance department for shop, tools, and storage.
As you're all aware, we have moved the records, and maintenance really needs this building for their to do the work on the lawnmowers and different things, saw, tools, and I move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the use of the record storage building by the maintenance department. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to create a policy for moving records to the storing and to store records at the Rock Building. And Commissioner Ferguson has worked on an idea that we might need to implement.
Yeah, our maintenance has done an excellent job, and Karma setting this up. We have it on computer now, but we need to stay with this size boxes. We don't need an oddball size box. We need these size here so it'll fit our shelves.
Okay.
Our store ball shelves.
Is that just a regular size banker record storage box?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's what we're using right now. But some of those, some little boxes come in just like, you know, this. And you just ruin a shelf with that. That's what happened to us over here. We lost all our shelving space.
Okay.
And also in there, if we set a policy, and I think we should, these loose items, they need to be put in a box. Even if it's a book, it needs to be put in one of these size boxes. Because we have shelves down there, we just have stuff cluttered up. We don't really know what it is.
The policy is to use a certain size box to fit the shelves and the size of the
containers. We've got specifications here.
But is that correct what I said?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, that's what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone uses a standard size box. Yeah.
New stuff. The stuff that's already there. Those books won't fit in the box. We've got them stored in there, but. They're
going to have to be stored loose then. They're going to have to be stored loose then.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
Either one?
And I think we should send a, you know, a copy to each department head that files, so. The boxes are maximum 16 inches wide, 10 and a half inches tall, 24 inches long. Carolyn, is that about what you're using? And then the minimum is 16 inches long, 12 and a half inches wide, and 10 inches tall.
Okay. You want a memo to go out to the department heads for that?
Yes.
All right.
Did you make a motion?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the record storage policy as discussed here today. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Mm-hmm. In the basement. Down in the basement.
Of the rock building.
Just the rock building.
And that, I understand this is for any records that are going to go over the rock building.
Right.
They need to be in these boxes.
Yes.
What if we're seeing that you're free? You think it's in the rock building?
Call the building to maintenance.
They're going to be able to get it. I mean,
yes, they have a desk there, and it's working real good, Carolyn. And they take the box out and set it on the desk, and I think they took
something. Sometimes we had the Attorney General come in with the old file back in the 70s. They went right in through the court. We have all
maintenance,
we're
going to
go get it right
in. And Karma has it on computer. You have it in your office.
She's got the inventory there, so you've got that, don't you? So you can tell building maintenance exactly where it's at, correct? Carolyn?
No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking her in this building. Mm-hmm. Get it within 30 minutes. They're wanting the file. They don't, I can see it on the computer. They want it.
I understand. But I was asking you if you had the storage CD so you knew, know exactly which box it's in. Okay, I thought. Okay.
And Carolyn, the purpose for maintenance is they can put it back exactly where it came out
of. Right.
I'm not.
I
don't know if they can get it in 30 minutes.
Well, they can see it on the computer. Not too bad things.
Can they get it in 30 minutes? I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's times that they may be busy. I don't know if they can get it in 30 minutes or not.
No, I think, and I hear what I think on that, that maintenance will have to be contacted and your person take it down there.
Okay.
They'll put the box on the table and dog can put it in the box.
And I believe that's what I referred to one day.
Well, I would prefer to do it that way too.
Yeah. So you know it's went in that box.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I just want to make sure we can go down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, you can go down there.
We're not telling you can't go.
You can go to the basement.
If you want to go get your own box, well, you know, they'll take you down and let you get your own box.
It's much better than what we had.
Right, it is.
And the people have put a lot of hard work in it.
Item 9 is to discuss and take action to approve a proclamation for the Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. We were contacted by the Women's Center and requested that we proclaim that the month of April.
Make a motion to do so.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to proclaim Upshur County, the month of April, Sexual Assault Awareness Month for Upshur County. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Item 10 is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording interlocal agreements between Upshur County and the independent school districts and incorporated cities inside the county.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the interlocal agreements. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Move to adjourn.
Are the interlocal agreements in here?
Yes.
I have to tell you, right quick, Philip.
I'm going to let the judge talk to Philip.
Big Sandy ISD, Union Grove ISD, Gladewater ISD, Orr City, City of Orr City, City of Gladewater, Gilmer ISD, City of Big Sandy, and the Orr City ISD.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.